I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro at the NovaCare Complex. Another wild day of free agency as the Eagles officially signing cornerback Walter Thurman III to a one-year deal. And then running backs Ryan Matthews, a three-year contract. And then to top off the crazy day, DeMarco Murray, the NFL's leading rusher in 2014, signs a five-year contract. Head coach Chip Kelly meets the media on Thursday night and says that free agency can be pretty crazy, but there are some rules to abide by.
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean. It wasn't rules, but yeah, we had guidelines. You know, so you have to have some flexibility. You're not just, and then at a point with a lot of players, you got to have, there's got to be a drop off. We're not going over that. You know, I mean, if it gets into a bidding war, you're not going over that. And we lost a couple from our own players that went and signed with other teams that got paid some really good money. And it just, we would love to have them back, but it just got too rich for us in terms of trying to put everything together. So,
leading off the fun day, Walter Thurman III meeting the media, talking about his ability to play inside and outside. That versatility, key in Billy Davis's defense.
Before I broke my leg in 2011, I was actually out there starting on the outside position and going in on third down pass situations. So I'm very familiar with the outside as well as the nickel spot. You know, just being able to be versatile and being able to play both positions is very huge, though, at the cornerback position. Not everyone can play both those positions. Some guys are limited outside, some guys are limited inside. You know, being able to be diverse and play both sides is very huge for me as an individual to be able to play multiple positions for teams and just go out there and compete, you know.
Kelly focusing on the offensive side of the football later in the day with the additions of Matthews and Murray, and they joined Darren Sproles in the backfield. And Kelly says that's no problem. All three will get plenty of touches in this go, go, go running offense.
You got to run the football in this league, and that's what we believe in. That's what I've always believed in. And we lost a very talented running back, and making that decision and losing LeSean is how do you replace someone of that caliber, and that's what we did, so. Part of also having Ryan here is that, you know, I would hope DeMarco does not have to carry the ball 392 times this year. If he does, then we're running it 692 times. So
Matthews finding a new home in Philadelphia after four seasons in San Diego and reuniting with Sproles, a former teammate on the West Coast.
You know, I played with Sproles on my rookie year in San Diego, so, you know, I know him a little bit, so I'm excited to get back with him, but you know, it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be downhill football, and it's going to be awesome.
As for Murray, one of the key reasons, obviously, reuniting with former Oklahoma teammate Sam Bradford in Philadelphia and the conversation he had with Chip Kelly a couple of days ago. But the idea of coming to Philadelphia and winning big with a team on the rise.
I felt that this was a great opportunity for me to win a Super Bowl at the end of the day. It wasn't about financial security or anything like that. Obviously, you want something that you deserve and something that is respectful. And I felt that, you know, those two things were important to me, and I was able to accomplish that here.
I had a chance to sit down with Murray, an exclusive one-on-one, and we talked a little bit about playing in the spread offense, a fullback in Dallas, and Murray had great success there. What's it like to play without a fullback in Philadelphia?
Oh, I don't think it really changed that much. I've always been one to, you know, I loved our fullback Tyler Klutz, and throughout college I never had one, and you know, even in with Dallas there was times where I didn't use it. So we didn't use it much last year, and I know this system they don't use it as often as well, and so I'm excited to, you know, spread things out and you know, run behind a good offensive line.
Make sure you check out that entire interview on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider. Thanks for joining me.